Black tie, look at him, man.
Oh my god.
Black
Oh
Elm.
my god.
Black
Oh
Elm.
my god.
Listen, if you take a kiss, you have to
And
know
this
that
is Wasim, Afzal WASIM AFCL Dictated for Dr. Tamam Muhammad, Director of Service, 25th January 2013. Patient name is Dennis Kirk, DNISEKARK. And date of birth is 08/16/1951. Primary care physician is Stephen. Hadesman, HADESMAN 7633 Jefferson Avenue, Detroit, Michigan 48214, phone number 313-499-4890, fax number 313-499-4945. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit is follow up. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Miss Dennis Kirk with the past medical history, significant for coronary artery disease, status multiple cardiac catheterization done. Most recent was in March 20th, 2011. And that shows a patent stent in LAD and non-obstructive coronary artery disease.
With the chair with the cord.
Next is
did you survive?
Venous insufficiency. For which Doppler ultrasound.
Significant hypertension, hypolipidemia, COPD, sleep apnea.
Why is he mad? He's very mad.
He told me to give this to you and tell you that you
Patient is following up in our clinic for
give it to him.
December. I'm going to give it to Mohammed and tell him
about it. Okay. Where is his
next is venous insufficiency for which Doppler ultrasound done on then that was within normal limit, and ABA done on 24th August 2010, and that was within normal limit, and that has a post status is post laser ablation of the veins in both legs. That was done in June 2012.
Patient had a reduction.
That was done in June 2012 and October 2012. Next is. Hypertension. Next is hyperlipidemia. Next is diabetes mellitus. Next is sleep apnea and COPD. She came to our clinic today as a reason for follow up. Next paragraph on today visit, she is complaining of shortness of breath on walking for the last 2 weeks. That occurs on walking for up to 15 steps, and arthropnea, and leg swelling, and pain at leg at rest for the last 5 days. That was at night. Patient denies any chest pain, any PND, any chest pain, any PND, any leg claudication, any lightheadedness. Next paragraph, past medical history. Coronary artery disease, venous insufficiency, hypertension, diabetes mellitus, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, COPD, post surgical history, and there is significant for tubal ligation in 1977 and orthopedic surgery on our left foot, social history. Patient denies any smoking, any alcohol drinking, any use of illicit drugs. Family history significant of coronary artery disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and diabetes mellitus. Allergies. Patient is not known allergic, not known allergies to any medication or food. background medications.
Can you see the station in the lobby outside? This is about to finish.
Please copy the copy and paste the medication on medication on October 19, 2012, page number 2, with addition of the Plavix, one sedative. Next paragraph, physical examination, please copy and paste normal physical examination except except with swelling around the legs and blood pressure is blood pressure is 91/61 and pulse is 71, weight 298 pounds, height 5'4". Next paragraph, diagnosis. Percentage stress EKG stress test that is done on June 5th, 2012 that shows mild to moderate size reversible defect in the territory of the left coronary artery. In territory of left circumflex and right coronary artery, and EKG done on May 15, 2012, and that shows pulse rate of 82 and inferior myocardial infarction. Probably old and EKG was an abnormal EKG. And cardiac catheterization done on patient has undergone multiple cardiac catheterization and most recent was done on March 2011 that shows showed the patent stent in LAD and non-obstructive coronary artery disease and echocardiography done on March 2011 that shows ejection fraction of 60% with impaired relaxation. And next is venous Doppler ultrasound of the lower legs. That was lower legs. The most recent was done on 9th January 2013. That shows no DVT and is within normal limit. And ABA next is ABA that is done on 24th August 2012. That was found to be normal. And blood chemistry, please paste copy and blood chemistry done on March 18th, 2011. Please copy and paste from on page October 19th, 2012, page number 4. Assessment and plan. Coronary artery disease patient. Patient has a past medical history of coronary artery disease. Status: multiple cardiac catheterization. And done most recent was in March 2011. And we have planned. We have to plan to repeat the cardiac left heart catheterization, and that is that has been scheduled on 21st February 2013. Next is venous insufficiency. Patient has a history of the venous insufficiency in both legs for which the post status is post later post laser ablation of the veins of the both legs. One was performed in June 12, 2012, and other was in October 2012. And we advise the patient to raise her legs for 20 minutes at night, and stick to her medication.
chest pain did not.
And we have planned to repeat the double ultrasound of in both legs to look for any venous insufficiency of small saphenous vein. Next is hypertension, where today's blood pressure is 91/61 and that is well controlled, and we advise the patient to stick to our medication. And continue low salt diet and keep visiting our primary care physician. And next is hyperlipidemia. Patient is taking statin, simvastatin, and 40 milligram once a daily. And we advise the patient. We advise the patient to keep following our primary care physician for hyperlipidemia and stick to low fat diet, and diabetes mellitus patient is known case of diabetes mellitus and taking insulin. For that we can ask we advise the patient to continue or to taking our medication and keep visiting our primary care physician and keep her HbA1c that less than 7. And next is COPD. That is patient is taking Ventolin. For that and we advise the patient to keep visiting our primary care physician and stick to our medication in this regard. And next is next is cardio pharmacogenomics. Please copy and paste the patient note on October 19, 2012, page number 5. Thank you for allowing us to participate in care of the Miss Dennis Kirk in care of. Thank you for allowing us to participate in care of Miss Dennis Kirk. Our phone number has been provided to her with for any questions or concern. We will see patient Miss Dennis Kirk back in the next appointment, that is on 21st. For cardiac catheterization, left heart catheterization. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her primary care physician. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Wasim Afzal, WSIM, AFZAL, dictating for Dr. Tamam Muhammad. This is end of dictation. Period.